be upon those who follow the guidance, and thank you for coming back. There's a saying that goes, humanity before religion. And today we want to see what Islam says about such notion. Now, there's three reasons one can give why this is false. And the first one is that believing in God is a natural thing that comes to humanity, right? Just like how when you're thirsty, you naturally go and drink water. No one needs to come to you, give you reasons. No one needs to come to you to convince you, right? It is a natural feeling you have. I'm thirsty, therefore I go drink water, right? I'm hungry, therefore I go and eat some food. Just like that, humans naturally look at the world and automatically they know of the existence of the Creator. But this, of course, will not mean they're all going to have the same understanding. But what is important is that it doesn't matter who you are, African, Chinese, Arab, right? The Indian, any kind of people you are, doesn't matter where you're from. Every single place across the world in history that you study of, naturally you see these people are worshiping God, right? Of course, their notion of God you may disagree with, but at least you see this is in common. And why? And that's because believing in God is a natural thing. Before you even reason why you believe in God, you just accept automatically there is God, right? And of course, with this comes with, right? You see the world, you say, the one who created the world is more powerful than me, is more wiser than me, right? Just by looking at the creation, right? You see, each creature knows that the type of food they eat, the type of danger that they need to avoid, right? They know how to survive, right? You see, all creatures, their body that God gave them, you see, they have nose to smell, a mouth to eat, ears to hear, eyes to see, right? All of this shows you the wisdom of God. As such, you say the one who has created the world has more wisdom, more knowledge than me. And it only makes sense then for the human being to say, such being is one that I submit to and follow. But just by the fact he's more knowledgeable than me, that he created me, that he provides for me, that he owns this world, right? As such, when you have submitted yourself and you have seen that your knowledge, your wisdom, your power is all inferior to this Creator, then you come to the realization that actually the Creator knows best of the human being than they even know themselves, right? As such, the one who knows me better than myself, it makes sense to submit to this Creator. As such, it makes sense to follow the legislation that this Creator has given me, right? Whether it's when it comes to prohibition matters or things that are allowed, right? It makes sense for me as a human being to follow this instead of my own desire, right? As such, As such, you will see that the human being, when you ask him a question, especially when it comes to Islam, any kind of question, you see them referring to the teaching of Islam, right? They don't care about their desire. They don't care about how they feel. Why? Because they have submitted. This is what it means to be a Muslim. The one who has submitted. And the way that they have submitted to is called Islam, right? As such, any question that comes to them, they look the answer from Islamic perspective. As such, it makes sense when you talk to a human being like this, and you say, think like a human being, right? Of course, they have thought like a human being, and this is why they came to this conclusion that the Creator is more wiser than me, more powerful than me. He knows better than myself, than I even know myself. And this is why I look to the teaching of Islam before I even follow my own desire. Right? Now, Allah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. And the meaning of the verse: and remember when your Lord brought forth the loins of the children of Adam, their descendants, and had them testify regarding themselves. Allah asked them, am I not your Lord? They replied, yes, you are. We testify. He cautioned the Creator, now you have no right to say on the day of judgment, we were not aware of this. Right? When Allah, the Creator, created the human being, He has given him intellect. He has given him this natural feeling to know of his existence, right? The intellect that questions, that understands what's right, what's wrong, right? Allah gives him all the everything that's around him. As Allah says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. Indeed, in the alteration of the night and the day, and in what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth are signs for a people who fear Allah. In the alteration of the night and the day, right? What does it show you? It shows you a design. It shows you a law that's in effect. The day comes, the night comes. Each has its own time, right? Today you are in the day, you're working. Tonight you are sleeping. And then you look at the heavens, the skies and the earth. And then just by looking at this, you can, with your intellect, see the vastness of it. As such, you know these things are not here by an accident, right? As such, these are signs for people who fear Allah, right? And with all these, the signs that Allah has given him, the intellect Allah has given him to the human being, when they have submitted themselves to Islam, then it's the Creator that they take their values from. It's the Creator who tells them what's right and what's wrong, right? As such, they don't follow their desire, they follow the Creator. And this is why this notion put humanity over religion doesn't work. Now, the second thing is that we humans have values, right? Right? And there's values we can all agree with. Kindness, charity, taking care of the orphans, right? Being kind to your parent, respecting the people around you, right? Now, these teachings, as we humans share, you can also find them in religion, right? All these things Allah has taught it to the human being through His revelation. What this does is that even though all the humans, Allah has created this sense of knowing the right and wrong, right? What Allah has done is that if the human being wants to do the opposite, they will think to themselves, what I'm doing actually is actually wrong, right? Because being kind to your parent is the right thing to do. Whether you acknowledge it, that is the right thing to do or not, it still is the right thing to do. But why is it the right thing to do? It's because the most wise, the Creator, has legislated it. As such, you know, when it comes to the most, it comes from the Most High. It doesn't depend on my own feeling. I submit to my Creator and I follow my Creator, right? But what happens when you don't have Islam or religion, you can say in general, right? But here I'm talking about Islam. What happens then? You have the Muslims and you have the non-Muslim, right? The Muslim and the non-Muslim can have the same values, but the Muslim is kept in check by his Creator. He knows if he deviates, he knows it's actually deviation. He's going the wrong way. And to go to the right way, he comes back to his Lord who corrects him and he learns. But the non-human being, but the non-Muslim, if he deviates from doing the right things, he actually thinks for his deviation is actually the right thing. As such, he will be lost in life, right? As such, his humanity will lead him astray, you can say. Because in this case, humanity means what? Your own desire. You have no God, therefore, it's your own desire that is leading you the way. And of course, here are some things, some good things which Islam, as everything is already good things, but here are some of the good commandments in Islam. Don't lie, don't spy, don't insult, don't waste, feed the poor, don't backbite, keep your oaths, don't take bribes, honor your treaties, restrain your anger, don't spread gossip, think good of others, be good to guests, don't harm the believers, don't be rude to parents, turn away from ill speech. Now all these things are good things. Even one who's non-Muslim can do them. But the non-Muslim, if he deviates, he will think his deviation is actually the good thing to do. And the actual right things, he will not see as the right things anymore, because he doesn't have his Lord in his life. Right? Now the last point is that if you prioritize humanity, what you're actually doing is what? Is following your own desire. In another word, you're actually putting atheism first, right? Why is this the case? Because if you don't have religion, what is that? What is it that guides you in your life other than your desire, right? You are not following the most wise, the true king, the one without a need, right? The ever living, the almighty, the one free of all imperfections, the one who is perfect in everything, you know, in his all attributes. As such, what he commands his creation is perfect. If you're not following that, what is it that you're following? You're following your desire. As such, the one who says, put humanity before religion. What is he saying? Put atheism before religion. Right? And of course, atheism in this case is not natural to the human being. It's a deviation from the right course, which is believe in God, being submissive to Him, following His commandments, right? And this is what it's taking you away from. As such, we say, we don't put humanity before religion, and we are proud of that, proud of that fact that we have submitted to the Creator, Allah, and we are content with this. And this is the way we want, that we want to end our life, right? Not following my desire, but following the commandments of God, the wise. And thank you for listening. As every time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.